With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Montana's chief epidemiologist says the state is preparing for the worst as COVID-19 cases stress many of its hospitals. U.S. officials have dispatched a team of nearly 30 physicians, nurses, paramedics, and other healthcare workers to Montana's largest city to address a surge in COVID-19 cases that is straining healthcare systems statewide. As Montana's COVID-19 case toll continues to mount, Governor Steve Bullock says he is wary of imposing a full lockdown to limit the spread of the virus without additional federal aid. Bullock, a Democrat, last week lost a high-profile bid for the U.S. Senate against Republican incumbent Senator Steve Daines. He blames Congress for failing to pass an additional stimulus package necessary to protect small businesses and low-income families during a statewide stay-at-home order. Yellowstone National Park hosted over 360,000 visitors last month, making it the busiest October on record. Not only is that an 110% increase in visitation from October of last year, but blows past the previous October record of just over 252,000 visitors set in 2015. So far this year, Yellowstone has hosted 3.7 million recreation visits. That's down 6% from park visits at this point last year. The park closed in late March due to COVID-19. A correction from our newsroom. Yesterday, an MTPR story about Veterans Day referred to a possible Biden administration. That phrasing was an error. That phrasing allowed for uncertainty about the outcome of the 2020 presidential race, which MTPR News regrets. Joe Biden is the president-elect. Montana Governor Steve Bullock and health officials today asked Montanans to stay home as COVID-19 numbers flare across the state. YPR News' Nikki Ouellette reports the plea comes as the disease rises to the fourth leading cause of death in Montana, and ahead of a holiday season, experts expect to make matters worse.
With more than 17,000 people currently infected with the virus and thousands more in quarantine after potential exposure, schools and businesses are closing, and the public health defense system is struggling to keep up. Chief Medical Officer Greg Holtzman says four hospitals in the state are working over their capacity, and some counties aren't able to trace contacts in a timely manner. Holtzman says it isn't an option for the state to move back to phase one of Governor Bullock's gradual reopening plan, which would further restrict capacity at businesses, minimize non-essential travel, and encourage all vulnerable individuals to stay home. Holtzman says that's not an option because there isn't enough federal aid to support businesses and employees during widespread restrictions.
While our understanding that the federal government will be working on a new stimulus package, we cannot wait. With the resources that we currently have, we need to maximize our testing and ask everyone to follow these simple public health guidelines.
The state's COVID-19 response will soon be led by Governor-elect Greg Gianforte. Governor Bullock on Thursday said his office has offered Gianforte support from the state's current coronavirus team in the transition, adding there haven't been any meetings to date.
We will provide information, everything from briefings and meetings, familiarizing the team with how things are run at the state lab, how things are run at disaster emergency services, sharing relevant documents.
As winter comes, top state health officials expect coronavirus cases could continue to grow. State lead communicable disease epidemiologist Stacey Anderson encouraged Montanans to stay safe during the holidays by limiting gatherings to household members, celebrating virtually, and delivering care packages.
Rather than having a potluck type of serving at a meal, designate one person to serve the meal. Give them that job. Make sure they're wearing a mask.
Anderson and others said staying home is the strongest weapon Montana has to flatten the curve.
Nikki Ouellette and Corin Cates-Carney reporting. A Flathead County District Court judge today denied the state's request for a temporary restraining order against five businesses alleged to have violated Governor Steve Bullock's mask directive. MTPR's Aaron Bolton has more.
In late October, the state brought five cases against bars, restaurants, casinos, and convenience stores in Flathead County after several complaints were filed about the businesses with health officials and the county attorney declined to prosecute the cases. The state asked the court to enact restraining orders against the businesses, arguing they weren't following the state's mask directive. Judge Dan Wilson said the state's photos of customers and employees not wearing masks weren't enough evidence to shut them down because state inspectors didn't ask those people whether they fell under a health exemption.
I believe I would be engaging both cynicism and speculation, which in my view are the twin pillars of defective judicial findings. and I decline the state's invitation to engage in that undertaking.
Some of the businesses testified that they did not ask employees to wear masks for fear that they would quit, and some said they didn't ask customers to wear masks for fear they would become violent. Judge Wilson said the businesses made reasonable efforts to comply with the state directive by providing signage and providing masks to both customers and employees who wished to wear them. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Hundreds of recipients of unemployment insurance through the Federal CARES Act are now being asked to give that money back. The Bozeman Chronicle reported today recipients of the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance Program, which is designed for gig workers, the self-employed, and other groups not normally eligible for unemployment benefits, are now receiving bills, some for over $10,000. Megan Myskowski has more.
Montana Department of Labor and Industry Unemployment Insurance Administrator Paul Martin says the department has identified about 8,800 payment issues, with some recipients accounting for more than one issue. It's asking that at least 816 Montanans pay the benefits back in full. More than 21,000 Montanans have been paid through the program. Martin says the issues are in part due to the unemployment system not being accustomed to processing and vetting claims from people outside of traditional workspaces, like the gig economy.
Workers always used to work for an employer, and that's where the traditional UI benefits came from. And now with the gig economy and self-employed workers making up more of the labor force, we need to respond to that.
He says the department found many applications were missing proof of income from when the applicant was employed, and many applications came from out of state. Associate Professor of Economics at Montana State University, Dr. Isaac Swenson, says programs created quickly like this one in the midst of a crisis fall short of long-term policies that kick in when a crisis hits. One aspect of the program that especially stood out to him was the request that applicants self-certify their eligibility.
I think that these types of environments are ripe for fraud.
Swenson says that self-certification in the application is meant to speed up the process, but it can also mean there's more room for error, from fraud to simply confusion. The program will lapse at the end of the year if Congress does not move to extend it. With Montana Public Radio, I'm Megan Myskowski.